You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. The Olympics is coming. The Olympics are coming. The Olympics will be here on Friday, at least the opening ceremony. And journalists and athletes and spectators and all kinds of people who are interested in the Olympics are descending upon Beijing. You know, if you're Bob Costas, you cover the Olympics for NBC from a quiet booth that's high above the venue. If you're Matt Lauer, you cover the events from maybe right in the stands with all the other spectators with a perfect view of the event. But if you're Hugh Sykes, a reporter for BBC Radio 4, you cover the Olympics from a train platform somewhere west of Beijing. Hugh, how you doing?
Hello, John. I'm not in a quiet booth. I'm in a very noisy booth, one of about 15 booths, payphone booths, in the huge railway station at Kunming, which is southwest of Beijing, 2,000 kilometers southwest of Beijing. You're going to have to work out how that is, how long that is in miles. It's very noisy here, and if the sound suddenly of an explosion, or what sounds like an explosion, there is a massive electric storm at the moment, and the rain is beating down on the metal roof. But inside here it's cozy and warm and the lights are still on. Every now and again there's a crash of thunder, but people are waiting patiently on long lines of benches to catch their trains from here all over the country. Here I'm down not far away from the Burma-Myanmar border, the border of Laos, and the border of Vietnam. And we're on our way to Chengdu, which is an 18-hour train journey. We get there at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It's nearly 8 o'clock in the evening here this Tuesday evening. It is Tuesday, isn't it?
Hugh, explain the mission that you're on there for BBC Radio 4. You're traveling everywhere but Beijing, although your ultimate destination is going to be in the Chinese capital. What is it you hope to see on this journey?
I guess you could call it fear and loathing in Beijing, or avoiding Beijing at any cost. The main objective was to take advantage, in the best possible sense of the expression, of the new freedom extended to journalists during the Olympic period by the Chinese government to go anywhere in the country, apart from Tibet, and interview anybody we like with their permission, which is not a very difficult condition if you think about it. And I've been doing exactly that. Just over 2 weeks ago, I started in Shanghai, managed to get interviews with people who were being forced out of their homes because their homes are going to be demolished to make way for high-rise apartment blocks, and they told me the pros and cons of that. Good, because they're going to get toilets. Bad, because they may lose their community. I then flew about 2,000 miles west, 5.5 hours on a plane. I think the distance is bigger than the distance Miami to Los Angeles, to Urumqi in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, which borders Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Kashmir. And we went on there to Kashgar, where the events yesterday took place, where 16 policemen, it is said, were killed by Uyghur separatist nationalists. But when I was there, there was absolutely no sense of any kind of tension or build-up to a militant activist attack of that kind. Nothing but friendly welcome in the lovely old streets of the Kashgar old town, and the sound of the call to prayer spreading out over the rooftops of the old city.
Hugh, have you actually really been able to speak to whomever you want to? And tell us about some of those Chinese that you've met.
I've had pretty open access to almost everybody. We had minders on one occasion. We went down to a farm out in the countryside between Kashgar and the Pakistan border, and we registered with the local authority because we wanted to be sure that the farmers that we were going to go and see wouldn't get into trouble for talking to us. So we registered with them, and in effect we invited the minders to come with us so that they could witness everything we did. And the purpose of that particular journey was to go and see the family of a Chinese Olympic boxer, Mehmet Tursun Chong, who has high hopes of winning a gold medal, and to ask his parents whether they were going to go to Beijing to see him box. And his dad said, yep, I'm going to try and go there, and it'll take me 5 days by bus and by train to get to Beijing. We also talked to people about Uyghur nationalism, the strength or otherwise of the feeling in that area for separatism. And one man said to us that the militants have got very little support, but another man said to me, look, the Chinese took this land from us. They took our home. They took our bread. We want it back. I don't like violence, but we need a separatist revolution. We can't have a revolution without blood.
Hugh, very, very quickly.
I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at, Adora. In other places, we have to be a bit circumspect. We have to be careful. People are willing to talk to us, but you have to kind of phrase your questions subtly and non-confrontationally. We didn't do any adversarial interviews because that would have been counterproductive.
Well, Hugh, very, very quickly, before we go, what is it you found in common in there, those very different places in China? What is the spirit leading up to the Olympics that is in common for all of the people that you've spoken with?
Great enthusiasm for the Olympics almost everywhere. Slight resentment in the far west, which is the Uyghur area, where all the Olympic posters are in English and in Han Chinese, but not in the Uyghur script, which looks like the Arabic script. But it's a small point. Almost everywhere else, the common quality that I have encountered everywhere in this country is kindness, extraordinary kindness, a welcome, a hospitality, a generosity, and an openness to greet a foreigner like me with a microphone, which is an unusual experience for a lot of Chinese people here.
All right, Hugh, that's the perfect cue for me to be completely rude to you and tell you that we have to go. Hugh, buddy, that's my cue to be very unhospitable to you, all right? Take care on the train platform. We got to go.
I can hear you, John. You're very welcome.
Hugh Sykes, reporter for BBC Radio 4, and now we have headlines from Femi Oke. Okay.
Thanks very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.